Gracious Lord God, please send peace for the armed forces who do not make the wars, but whose lives are consumed by them. As we remember those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom, we think how they followed in the footsteps of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. Please hold our servicemen and women in your strong arms. Cover them with your sheltering grace. Help us all not just to pray for peace, Lord, but to work for peace. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Please be seated. I was told the other day that I'm an old man. Not quite elderly, but old. So it reminds me of a story about an older couple. I don't know what that means. How they were having difficulty remembering things. And so they thought, well, let's go to the doctor together and we can have this and that and check us all out. Doctor checks them all out. Perfect bit of help. The spouses look at each other and the bride finally says, you know, Doc, one of our issues is we're having trouble remembering things. Doc suggests, how about write things down? Make a list, write it down. Thank you. So later that night, they're sitting around watching TV, and, you know, they're talking about how their day went, and the husband gets up and goes to the kitchen. He says, where are you going, dear? Oh, I'm going to go in the kitchen and get something to eat. Oh, sweetheart, would you mind getting me a bowl of ice cream? Well, sure, hon. Well, now remember, you got to write that down. I'll remember a bowl of ice cream, dear. Goes, is not quite gone out of the living room, and he says, oh, sweetheart, would you put strawberries on that bowl of ice cream, too? Sure, dear. Remember, the doctor said, write it down. I'll remember a bowl of ice cream with strawberries. Okay. He's almost, and she says, dear, would you please also put some whipped cream? Sure. Now, you better write that. Now he's getting a little indignant. I don't need to write down that stuff. And he goes off into the kitchen huffing, right? 20 minutes later, he finally comes back into the room where the TV is, hands his wife a plate of bacon and eggs. And she looks at the eggs and the bacon, looks at him, and looks, I knew you should have written this down. Where's the toast? We forget stuff. We do. You ever gone into a room and halfway in you get distracted by something? Squirrel. And then your mind goes somewhere else, right? So now, why did I come in this room? Or anyone ever misplaced their phone? Don't raise your hand. You ever call your phone because you can't find it? Some of us still have landlines. They still seem to work. Or ever lost your key? Yeah, the keys, whatever it is that you lose. We forget stuff. So this weekend as a nation, what are we doing? We're celebrating Memorial Day. It's a day to pause, a day to honor, and a day to remember. To remember the sacrifice of those who've lost their lives in service to our country. We have the freedom to gather and to worship the God of our own understanding. You know that doesn't take place everywhere in the world. Christians are being rounded up. People of all faiths are being rounded up because Christians around the world don't always have our freedoms that we take for granted. Let's not forget. So why do we come to church? For a few reasons. We come on Christmas, what? To remind us the birth of Jesus. And Easter we show up because it reminds us of what? The resurrection of Jesus. And we share the blessed sacrament of the Eucharistic meal of Holy Communion to remind us of the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus and to go, oh yeah, that sacrifice for eternal life. We come to church to remember, to be reminded that we are loved and cherished and forgiven. So the gospel lesson is where I got stuck today. So we're going to spend the next hour and a half looking at the Gospel of John. And context is always king whenever you read the book, so Part of the reading is in chapter 14, but it starts really the dialogue in chapter 13, if you want to look at it later. It's the upper room, the Last Supper. Jesus is there giving out final instructions, if you will, to the disciples, the eyewitnesses, who, guess what? They don't get it either. So if you feel bad that you don't always get it, we're in good company. Jesus is sharing some final lessons with them. He taught them about true greatness. That's found in humility and self-sacrifice. The example that he used is he washed the disciples' feet. God washing our feet. He taught them about the real meaning of love, which is carried out fully and completely in the cross. How about the commandment that anyone have difficulty with this one? I give you a new commandment that you love one another as I have loved you. How are you doing on that one? Let not your hearts be troubled, he says. Let them not be afraid. I will ask the Father to give you another counselor, an advocate, the Holy Spirit. Today's reading starts with Pastor McLean reading what? Jesus says, let not your hearts be troubled. I will not leave you orphaned. Do you need to hear that today? I do. I need to hear that every day. It's a promise from Jesus to us every day. It's not based on our life circumstances. It comes first, like his love. It comes first, no matter what, life, death, you know, addiction, mental health, circumstances of life, whatever it is. He comes and says, no matter what, I'm not going to leave you orphaned. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give as the world gives. Let not your hearts be troubled. Let them not be afraid. So then Jesus promises them, us, a helper, the Holy Spirit. I think the word in verse 15 or 16, and I will ask the Father to give you an advocate. Advocate, counselor. Someone explained it this way, is someone that's there to encourage us. Someone explained the Holy Spirit this way, quote, I think of it as a good teacher or a tutor that you've had, one who doesn't just present the material, but who actually cares about the student, you. Ever had teachers like that? He continues. One who points out our mistakes and faults, not to make us mad or discourage us, but to show us where you need to learn. Who encourages us to get us back on the right track. Who enables us to succeed in class. I like that definition. That's what the Holy Spirit does for us. It wants us to turn to Christ. I envision the Holy Spirit putting an arm around us and points us to the fact that Jesus' perfect life, suffering, death, and resurrection has washed away all of our sins. He points to Christ's empty tomb and says what? That Christ's death assures us that big word called justification. We're made right by what God does, not by what we do. He points to that empty tomb. He lifts up our eyes to heaven, and we hear the very words that Jesus spoke today in the lessons. Ready? Because I live, you also will live. Do you believe that? Jesus lives. And because he lives, we will never be orphaned, never left without hope, never left without comfort or guidance. We'll be counseled, comforted, kept forever. So, as you leave here and go out into the world in a couple of minutes, we live as lives with faith in Christ, remembering that we're not alone. Our risen Savior is the one who's given us the Spirit to go with us, to be forever with us, forever, beginning at what? At our baptisms. We're going to witness a baptism where these kids get the gift of the Holy Spirit. Jesus himself now lives in our hearts and goes with us wherever we go. And because Jesus lives, you also will live now and forevermore. Amen.